Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Jadeveon Clowney won't play in the opener against Carolina. Sure, and I will. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Steve Spurrier is a real hoot, always has been. The floppy-haired former Heisman Trophy winner, you probably know him just as well as the head ball coach, is starting to sound like his All-American defensive end, Jadeveon Clowney, won't play for South Carolina against the Tar Heels on August 29th in Columbia. Too little practice, says Spurrier, and one of several Gamecocks who are making too much of their injuries. Medical staff, take note. Spurrier likes to spin a good story. Always has. Something to motivate his team, ranked in the preseason top 10, to get their attention for the opener against the so-called non-football playing Carolina. Down there, they consider Carolina a football school, South Carolina. And the other Carolina, that's us, a basketball school. Except to everyone else, they're the other Carolina. Anyway, Spurrier knows that Larry Fedora is full of surprises, and the head ball coach doesn't like surprises unless he's pulling them from his bag of tricks. Clowney isn't really injured, and his chances of missing the opener are as good as mine suiting up. Clowney is a junior and still at USC, only because he is not eligible for the NFL draft until after 3 years out of high school. And based on his overblown tackle against Michigan in the Outback Bowl, Spurrier may have trouble telling Clowney anything this season. Yes, the hit was vicious, but Michigan's Vincent Smith hadn't buckled his chin strap, so his helmet went flying. Spurrier's threats aside, he doesn't exactly have the greatest record for disciplining players. The real good ones, or the ones he needs to give him a chance to win, seem to have a separate standard. Remember trouble quarterback Steven Garcia? He had more than 9 lives with Spurrier. Garcia keyed a professor's car, got arrested several times for bar fights, and violated who knows how many other laws, university policies, and team rules. But unless the Citadel was the opponent, Garcia magically regains his eligibility to play in the next big game for the Gamecocks. Clowney is everyone's number one pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, so maybe he thinks he doesn't have to practice and can just show up for games. Regardless, he'll show up for this one, and the head ball coach will put him on the field. Always has. This is Archansky. See ya.